The fight, flight, freeze response is an automatic response that prepares an animal to either confront or flee or remain still and act injured in response to a physically or psychologically threatening situation. The fight, flight, freeze response is triggered by the sympathetic nervous system, and it's an adaptive response because it maximises the organism's chances of survival. It does this by enabling the body to rapidly respond to a threat with a massive increase in arousal, which makes both the body and the mind highly responsive to the threat, which is the case if the body goes into either the fight or flight mode. If the freeze response is triggered, then the organism will appear injured or dead, and thus the attacker may leave the organism alone. It also gives the organism a split second to assess the situation and to decide how to respond, i.e. whether to go into fight or flight mode. Some of the characteristics of a person that is exhibiting the freeze response is they will go pale and their body temperature may drop. Now let's briefly cover some of the bodily resources increased by the activation of either the fight or flight response. Heart rate may increase so that the blood is going to be redistributed to essential body parts more rapidly, which will make the body more responsive to the threat. There's going to be an increased respiration rate, and the bronchioles of the lungs are going to be dilated so that more oxygen can be diverted to the muscles and the brain. Increased secretion of sweat glands. Now this is going to help keep the skin surface cool and thus prevent the organism from overheating. Pupils will dilate so that we can see our threat more clearly. There's going to be increased glucose secretion, which is going to provide more energy and nutrients to the muscles. The blood vessels in the skin might become constricted to reduce blood loss in the case of surface cuts. Stress hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol are going to be released, and that's going to make the body and the mind more alert and responsive to the threat. There's going to be heightened reflexes to speed up reaction time to unexpected events. Heightened sensory attention, particularly the detection of auditory and visual stimuli. Now, some bodily resources are going to be decreased via the activation of either the fight or flight mechanism. Salivation is going to be suppressed. There might be a dry mouth sensation. Digestion is going to be slowed. Hunger is going to be suppressed. Bowel movements will be suppressed. The bladder is going to be relaxed. These functions are not essential for survival, so the body's energy is going to be directed elsewhere to maximise the organism's chances of survival.